Well, as you know, we've been in this series titled Loss, and at the very beginning of this, I asked, have you ever felt lost? And we talked about the way that we need a guidance system. We need certain people to do certain things in our life, to be part of a church, a ministry, somewhere along those lines. And, we've talked through safe places, and maybe for you, your family is that place. Maybe sometimes in our life, we get to the point where we feel lost and confused. Maybe you even feel a little bit worthless, pointless. Sometimes you can feel unwanted, misunderstood. Anyone ever felt misunderstood? Yeah, that's life, isn't it? And so I want you to think, and just take a minute and just kind of go back to those feelings and remember what it felt like to consider yourself lost, confused, worthless, pointless, unwanted, not understood, misunderstood, unwanted. Go back to those moments and how that made you feel. And as we started this series, one of the things I wanted to hope and pray for you was that hopefully that would be the very last time that you would feel that. But the truth is, our mind can play terrible tricks on us. And in a moment's notice, we can go back to those feelings and remember how we felt and how we struggled with that. So on top of that today, I want you to understand what it's like to not be lost anymore. You ever try and find your car keys? You ever lose your car keys? Yeah. Usually it's someone else who loses them for you, right? Us guys are never going to admit that we lost our car keys. But what we do, trust me, I will tell you this, that usually your car keys are in the last place that you looked. Right? That's true. So when you found them, how did you feel? Pretty good? Someone's calling me on my cell phone right now. Okay. It's not God, so I'll pause it. So when you found your car keys, you remember that feeling? There's usually two feelings that were associated with it. Man, I knew they were there all along. Right? I remember putting them there. Or it's a feeling of, I'm a goofball. I left them there. Why have I spent the past 6 hours trying to find my car keys? They've even gone so far as to put little GPS trackers on car keys now. Did you know that? You can buy these things to help you remember how to find them. So as we come to the end of this series, I want you to think about the very beginning of this and how we talked about being lost, how we talked about feeling alone and confused about where we are going with and in our lives. So many of us come to church feeling like no one in the world really understands us, and that somehow, because of that, there's no place for us. That there's no place where we could feel needed, accepted, and loved completely. But I hope that as this has gone by, you've kind of discovered that there is a place for you. There is a place. It's a place where people love us unconditionally and completely. That no matter what we've done in our past, no matter where we've been, no matter how far we've run from God, no matter what that looks like in our own lives, no matter what we say, no matter what we do, it's a place where we can feel at home, where we can feel accepted, and where we can feel loved. That's the place that I hope Central Park has become for you. That place is the church. But you may be sitting out there thinking that, you know what, I know things are going to go back to the way they were. That for some of you, church really isn't a home to you. That for some of us, it's a place where we can go and gather. I remember a gentleman telling me one time that the only reason why he came to church was because it was a great place to sell insurance. Really? Life insurance. He said that's what he did. He made so many different business contacts in the church that was the only reason he came to church. What does that say about the state of our churches? See, so how will things change for you? I think they will change because through this series, perhaps you have been changed. Your church may not be changed yet, but you can begin to change those things. Like last week, we talked about being the salt to your church that the church truly needs. What are you willing to do in this church to make a difference, not just here, but globally, to make an impact in our world? Maybe some churches that you know have just fallen into a routine that it's become comfortable and familiar. Maybe your church isn't opposed to becoming a more loving and open and accepting place of the churches that you know. They just don't know how. And maybe you are the person to lead them in that. In fact, most people in this room are craving that very thing. Love and acceptance and a comforting, accepting place. I think that's what most people are wanting in the world today. So the simple question is this. Will you be the change that the church needs? Even more than that, will you be the change that the world needs? Will you be the salt in a world that is completely bland? Will you be the light in a world that has turned so dark? And will you use the gifts that God has given you to make a difference in your world? Or will you just let them go to waste? You know, last week we talked about being the difference between salt or garbage. I think that's a pretty good illustration. We know what the difference is between salt and garbage, right? We crave one, we throw out the other. So which one do you want to be? Will you just let it go to waste? Today, I had kind of planned this a little bit differently. So today, I want us just to spend a few moments in prayer. Silently. Praying about what God can do in your heart, in your life, and in this church. And how He can move you guys forward for a future that is so bright. If we only accept it, and we only become a place that illustrates the very love of God. That's what this area needs. That's what this world needs. And when Central Park continues to be the salt in a world that is bland, you're going to see some amazing things. So for the next few minutes, I just want you to bow your heads and be in prayer about your own individual heart and where you stand between being salt and garbage and where you stand between that loving, open, comforting, caring place for others. That's what I want you to do today. And then I'll close us in prayer. Let's begin. Father God, 30 seconds is a long time. And as we sit here, reflecting on our own heart and our own lives, individually, we know that sometimes we are lost. We sin, we fall short, we fail you. Over and over again, Father, we pick up that baggage of our lives that we should just leave at the foot of the cross. But in all reality, Father, we live in a world that has fallen and dark, and it's so easy to run back into those temptations and struggles. But Father, today we choose to not be lost anymore. We are thankful that Jesus Christ found us and that we can find Him faithful. Today we choose to surrender all of those things at the foot of the cross, never to pick them up again. Father, we know that Central Park is a church that is loving and caring and desires to move that forward and be the salt in a world that is so bland. To be something different in our community, to change the lives of people. Father, as Central Park moves forward, help us to take the message of Jesus Christ, not the judgmental stuff that people think is church, not the mess that of our lives that they see, but the message of Jesus Christ. Help us to take that to the masses and show the love of Christ to a world that desperately needs to be found. Dear Lord, we recognize our world is falling short each and every day. And it seems as if we're just slipping further and further away into this bland, lost state. But we also know that your message reigns true today. That we are to seek and to save that which was lost is the reason why you came. And that we must carry out your message to the world. Help us to be a beacon of hope and light and comfort and strength to a community and a world that just struggles and is confusing at best at times and intentionally dark at others. Help us to shine the light and love of Christ into those dark corners and crevices of the world that truly need to change. And Father, as we've dealt with our hearts, as we've dealt with our church, and as we move forward to deal with the world, may you carry us by your Spirit. May your Spirit abound to us and strengthen us for this journey. Father, we love you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, as you know, today is our last Sunday here. Okay. And I know it's difficult It's painful for me as well. But I know this, that God has a plan and a purpose for Central Park. And like I said when I first announced this transition, was that you need someone who can be here through the week to do those things that need to be done, not just here, but to do the very things that our vision and mission statement talk about going into the communities, going into the world, and being able to share in those moments in this community. In my time, I don't have the time to do those things. And so that's part of what started this process and thinking that we needed to make a change. And I know this, that God has the right person in store for Central Park. I love Dustin. Dustin's a great guy, and you know, we spent a lot of quality time together. I want you guys to do something very special for Dustin. Two things. First and foremost, I want you to be praying for him. Encourage him, secondly. Be praying for him and his ministry. Be praying for him and Coltley and the family. And be praying for encouragement for him as you guys move together through this journey. Remember, I'm just a phone call away. And I'd be happy to talk with you, pray with you, whatever you need. But I know that God has the right person for this ministry. Jan and I want to say thank you so much for the time that we've been here and the love that you have shown us over and over and over again. We are so honored to be part of that. I know COVID kind of stole some of our thunder last year, right? And it was very difficult getting to know a lot of you on Facebook. It was. Some of you don't have Facebook. Some of you open a book and put your face in and say, is this Facebook? Okay. No, it's not. Some of us just kind of never really got to the online part of it, and that's okay. But realize that through that journey and that process, we've grown so much. The online ministry is just growing by leaps and bounds, and so that really sparked a lot of interest for Central Park here. So please continue that. Please continue to grow and reach out to the community and share the love of Christ with those around you. Again, thank you so much for the time that you have blessed Jan and I with. And we look forward to hearing great things from Central Park and from y'all. We love you. May God bless you. May God keep you. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this message that brings us back to being found again. And Father, if there's any decisions that have been made here by your Spirit, may you, as we stand together and go through this time of invitation, if someone needs to place membership at the church, if you need to be immersed into his kingdom, if you need just simple prayer, we'll pray with you. Whatever that need is, Father, may your Spirit nudge them to step out today in faith and in boldness and accept you. Father, we love you. We praise you. Thank you that we can find you faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.